Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 296. On the first day of Christmas, my husband sent to me a bear who is on his knees. On the second day of Christmas, my husband sent to me two nipple clamps and a bear who is on his knees. On the third day of Christmas, my husband sent to me three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the fourth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the fifth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the sixth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the seventh day of Christmas, my husband sent to me seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the eighth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me eight cubs a woofing, seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the ninth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me nine chasers chasing, eight cubs a woofing, seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the tenth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the 11th day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 11 daddies flogging, 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the 12th day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 12 rimmers rimming, 11 daddies flogging, 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, and this is episode 196.
Add 100 more. 296.
Oh, excuse me, 296.
296, yeah. Four more episodes.
I got it written on the 21st, and I was seeing 196, but it's 296. Sorry, folks.
Sorry, folks. But it's okay.
I don't want to be 300. I'm still a young elf.
Well, very soon it's going to be 300, about four, how many, a few weeks from now, maybe. And, happy holidays, everyone. Actually, we're recording this on, today is
happy
Yule.
Hanukkah. Well, actually, Hanukkah's over with. We should have said that last week. I think Hanukkah ended today.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but to everyone out there, happy Hanukkah. Hope you had...
happy Kwanzaa. And today, actually, the 21st is Yule. So happy Yule to all.
Winter begins today.
Mm-hmm. And very soon, a couple of days from now, Christmas Day. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Okay, this is an awesome interview with. We have an interview with Donnie Brown from Tabitha's Salon Takeover, and it was fun. It's really fun talking to Donnie.
Two guys with no hair talking about a salon.
Having someone, because I do my own hair. Like I told him, I cut my own hair, and you have your own barber, right?
I'll just keep it cut short. That's all it needs to be, is short.
I keep saying hairstylist. It should be barber. Make it butcher.
Well, it used to be people, I'm a hairstylist, and that's gone back to they want to be more masculine, so I'm a barber.
Yeah. So Donnie got me there. Yeah, he said that.
Even though most guys are hairstylists because they go to
the mall.
Well, no, they're
like Wayne.
Wayne
goes.
I think I got the mall. Wayne goes to Tritico.
Oh, he does. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think very few guys go to barber school because there is a specific barber school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Texas. I was talking to Tritico about this one time. Texas just changed their titles and stuff, but he used to be a master barber and they don't do that anymore because you had to complete all these courses, but they changed rate. I don't know, it was a while ago, but it did something. But you know,
master barber.
There's difference between going to beauty school and barber school. So
is there a doctorate degree for that? It could be a doctor barber or something.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay,
just need to have the ability to do good hair despite your emotional difficulties.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, Let's move on. But before we go to the interview, we have a movie review. What do you say?
Oh, movie review. God.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Avatar kicks ass.
It did, yes. You know what?
I so want me a blue alien now.
Yeah, it was awesome. The great effects. It's best to watch it second row from the back on an IMAX 3D theater. It's always awesome that way.
Well, see, now I got to go see it in the digital 3D and a regular screen because there's so much going on that freaking IMAX. Your eyes couldn't take it all in, and everything happened so fast. It's just like sensory overload.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to watch it again. Mike and I might watch it Wednesday night. Yeah, we want to do that. Probably.
Let me know. As far as I know, I don't think I have anything going on. You know.
I can do that. Okay. Well, the only thing I'm disappointed with it is there's no Leonardo DiCaprio or Kate Winslet.
Oh, please get out here!
What? It's James Cameron made it. So
it's James Cameron, but he got what's his name? What's the lead character's got in? Crap. Because he was in Terminator.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's the same guy from Terminator. Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, he's cute.
He's cute. Yeah, but he's got small legs.
He's a paraplegic. Come on.
In the show, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so if you guys get the chance, go watch it. Avatar, it's awesome. Go watch it. I know people like, I don't like movies. I would rather watch it at home in my own theater. But when it comes
to... No, this is something you need to see on a big screen.
You have to see it on a big screen.
Really. I mean, it's just... it's one of those things that in my opinion... The computer generation is so good, it is almost very one or two little scenes that you could tell it was actually computer generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of them are really, really realistic.
I mean, it was just such incredible work. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. Yes. And then I think Hakeem was telling me that that this is a trilogy. That there's two other stories.
Oh, that's right. James Cameron's working on the second one. Yeah,
and he's working on the second one because. Most of the computer animation stuff is sort of done. I mean, once you got the basics done, it doesn't take that long to build on it and do more. Mm-hmm. So he's already working on part two.
Yep,
so it'll be interesting to see how it all goes. Now, people, if you're looking for some big, serious storyline, this is not it.
Nope.
This is Star Wars. It's very simple with a lot of fun stuff driving it.
It's like, what did Kyle say? Kyle said when he joined us, says it's Dances with Wolves in Space. So... I don't know if that's any truth with that.
Kind of,
yeah. But yeah.
It's boy meets alien, boy falls alien, boy becomes alien.
That's the usual story. Okay.
Well, I know the aliens had tails, but they should have gave them boys just a little more butt. You know, they were flat-butted little aliens.
Yeah, they needed more butt. They're no chubby aliens.
And they're junk. As big as they are, their junk's got to be bigger than that.
Uh-huh. That's right. Need more junk.
Should have been some bouncy up in there.
Mm-hmm. More impressive ones.
Unless they did the whole tail thing. Maybe that's how they made it. Because they really didn't show the whole sex scene.
No, they didn't. I wouldn't want to know. No, I think they just do the bonding thing with their hair.
I think it's the tail, the silica stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the movie. You'll know what we're talking about.
Yep. Go watch it. Go watch it in your nearest 3D IMAX theater. All right, let's go on with our interview with Donnie Brown.
Here's Donnie.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And joining us today is Donnie Brown, one of the hairstylists featured in Tabitha's
Barber.
Okay, Barber. Featured in...
I'm more butch that way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's in Tabitha's Salon Takeover in Bravo. Welcome to the show, Donnie.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. It's awesome. But I got excited when you when we got together through email and, oh my God, we're going to have someone from Bravo. That's awesome. So I am curious... how did you guys get hooked up with Tabitha in the first place?
Well, all of this kind of transpired before I started working there. One of the employees had sent an audition tape to Bravo. I think it was an email on Tabitha's Facebook, and it just kind of grew from there. And it took, I guess, months and months of dialogue between the owner of the salon and the producers. And so it kind of, by the time that I had got hired on, and this was back in February when we taped, I think it was February or March, the ball was already starting to roll. So that's how it came about. And right up into the very last moment before Tabitha had walked in, we were kind of told that we didn't know whether this, they tricked us into thinking it was still an audition.
Oh.
And we were kind of, after, 8 hours of taping, we kind of were privy to the fact that she was going to walk in, at any moment. But the whole day, the first day of taping, we were told that it was just an audition. And so, that's how it came about.
You were tricked into an audition instead, but it's a... It's actually they're recording already,
right? We were mic'd. There was lighting, special lighting all over. An enormous camera crew of I think about 6 or 7 cameras. I mean, there's a lot that goes into the production of that show that you wouldn't really realize, until you're there. And it's very very long days of taping, and it's really not. I don't know, what you see on the TV is only like a fraction of what really goes on.
Yeah. So it's just one day. So, go ahead, Ray.
So Donnie, tell what is Tabitha's? For us ignorant folks that's never watched the show, that maybe you've heard
Who is Tabitha? Tabitha was a contestant on Sheer Genius. Sheer Genius was a show on Bravo, and it was sort of like the Project Runway of hair.
Yep.
Where contestants were given challenges, and there was eliminations, and she was on the very first season. She was voted a fan favorite. Tabitha is a renowned hairstylist from Australia. She's very, very outspoken, very brass, and she takes everything very, very seriously and gives 100% to what she does. And she's voted fan favorite, and because of that, she was given her own show because she was so immensely popular. She did one season, and then this is the second season that's airing right now on Bravo.
Wow, this is awesome.
So you take a brassy, bitchy broad from Australia, and you let her walk in and take over the show.
she's a very militant lesbian brassy broad from
damn
Australia.
Militant lesbian. God bless.
Okay. The recording when she walked in, it's just the whole day. The whole day she was just talking to you guys, and the whole day it's just with her.
It's several days of taping. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the first day that we knew that the production crew was going to be there, we were told that, of course, like I said, we were told it was going to be an audition. Mm-hmm. And so we started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and, then we had to wait for, I think, about an hour or so. Because they were deciding whether they were tricking us, and they were waiting for Tabitha to come. And so then they said, oh, pretend like you're cleaning your stations, or pretend like you're, you know, we got to get one last shot. And bam, she walks through the door with our boss.
Okay.
And then she said a few, you know, she inspected the salon, and then she told us all to meet her at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's the premise of the whole show, but we were tired. You know, it wasn't like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
We were very, very tired because it was, you know, we had a full day's worth of work, and we were being taped, and so it was just kind of, you know, we knew she was coming. So when you see the show, you'll both kind of understand it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. How do they deal with the customers that come in, or do they come in and say, look, we're taping this, do you want to be on the show, blah blah blah? Or
oh yeah, they go through a lot of paperwork. Everybody that came in that day of the so-called audition had to sign release forms, and they obviously knew that we were taping, so a lot of the stylists brought in their friends, you know, to try to get their friends on TV. And, yeah. You know, so the thing is, a lot of it's okay. Fake. A lot of it's very, very staged.
Okay. Wow.
So, and like with us, with all of the stylists, we had to sign pages and pages of all of these releases that we wouldn't reveal anything about the show until it was advertised, and or otherwise we'd be fined some God awful amounts, like $50,000 or something like that for every infraction. And it was just really ridiculous. You know, there was one guy that I put on his Facebook that he just finished taping, and the production made him shut down that part of his Facebook. It's just pretty weird how they do it. It's not like it's a, you know, like, you know, Survivor or some big show like that, you know.
Is that okay to say? There are things that you're watching what you're going to say on this podcast though, right?
Oh, no, I'm not going to watch anything that I say. I mean, if they're going to sue me for $50,000, a lot of them, you know? I mean, I'll just get some more publicity out of it, right?
Right. Okay.
No, I don't. Seriously, I don't think it matters now, because it's being, we're already being advertised. That was just before, you know, we weren't allowed to say anything. Like, the owner of the salon wanted to throw a premiere party. Mm-hmm. Well, he had to wait until after the commercials had aired. Mm-hmm. Or that we were on the schedule. They just didn't want to give away the surprise that our salon was taken over.
I see.
So yeah, no, this is fine. There's other guys that I worked with that have done interviews on, you know, for magazines and,
oh, okay.
And things like that.
All right.
So yeah, this is fine. I was only joking.
Bravo, Tiki. They might take over us, Ray. Oh my God.
No, they won't come after you guys.
Well, you know, if they give us our own TV show, we're set.
Yes, that's right.
There you go. No, bad publicity is, you know, better than no publicity.
That's right. Yeah. We'll have some hairy guys in our salon or something. Okay, let's go to our questions for Donnie. We have some questions emailed in, and people commenting and twittering and stuff. So, okay, question from Gary from Houston. Why did you ask? What did you ask Tabitha to review your salon? And she didn't really. You guys really didn't ask her, right? She was the one who approached you.
The salon wasn't struggling at all. Usually Tabitha takes over struggling salons. I mean, we were a very, very busy salon, and the owner of the salon, he's just very into getting, you know, free publicity. And I think he wanted a new computer and to get the place remodeled. Mm-hmm. Because we weren't struggling. As a matter of fact, it's, you know, I was making less money after Tabitha took over than I did before Tabitha, because of the time limits of the haircuts. You know, they were increased to 45 minutes instead of 30 minutes. So, you know, every 15 minutes, you know, every hour I'm losing, you know, every 2 hours I'm losing, you know, a haircut. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of backfired in his face. And I've seen some of the previews, and I don't think it's going to serve very well for him. And I think a lot of people need to really think about what they do, you know, before they do it, before they go on TV. You know, they think, oh, wow, I'm going to be on TV, this is going to be great. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be good for business.
I see. Okay, so some of his questions are, or a few more, actually. What did she recommend on, and how you plan to use this information you got from her? Did she recommend a lot of stuff for you?
Well, she wanted the salon to become a unisex salon. Boys Town is changing, and a lot of straights are moving in, and a lot of families are moving in. Yeah, yeah. And so she was offended that we, at the time, we didn't do women's hair at all. We would turn them away, you know, because it was supposed to be just a men's only salon, you know, and preferably, I guess, a gay men's salon. I mean, I don't care, you know,
yeah.
Gay or straight. It's hairier than me.
Well,
but
you know,
that, she was appalled by that.
Mm. Well, I don't like going to a beauty salon.
Yeah.
I want to go to a barbershop and get my hair cut or styled or whatever the hell you want to call it. You know, if I want to get a manicure, pedicure, massage, whatever that, I want to be in an environment with men. I don't want to be sitting there with a bunch of giggling ass women because I have to do that all day here at work.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
And see, and another thing too that the Tabitha didn't grasp was that the salon was, you know, in a gay neighborhood, and we also do manscaping services. I know that you bear guys wouldn't like that so well, you know,
because
we wax the chest and the butt and,
what a
and
waste.
All of that.
Oh
yeah, what a
God.
Waste.
What
I always I always felt that was kind of a waste myself. So.
Yeah. Oh my God.
See now,
yeah, why would anybody want to do that?
I know. Why?
So
okay.
Yeah. How can a man be comfortable going in there getting his balls waxed if there's women around, you know?
Yeah, that is hard. It's going to be unisex that way. There are specialized places, like that's where men would be, or even gay men would be comfortable, or even straight men would be comfortable. So you would rather have really men in your salon, is that right?
Preferably. I don't work there anymore.
Oh, that's right,
At Chicago Male Salon, I don't work there anymore. But, I liked it for a while. I liked the concept of it, and it was nice. Mm-hmm. You know, it was nice having it be a boys-only club where gay guys could talk openly and, you know, and, yeah, it was a really great concept because Boys Town is one of the gayest neighborhoods, you know, especially where this is located, that, you know, it's so gay it's not even funny. So I don't understand why a woman would want to come in there anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
maybe they want to get manscaped. They're hairy women. Anyway, so that's email from Gary. I have another one from Gary, from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Gary's.
Yeah, two Gary's. From Erie, Pennsylvania. Oh, so is Tabitha in person the same or different from the show? So he's got a feeling that she's more a real or fun or human in person. I mean, that's how she looks at it, Gary looks at it.
Well, she's very, very friendly off camera. She takes her work very, very seriously. I mean, there's a time to play and there's a time to be serious. And I was intimidated by her during the taping, but there's an aura about her that's very friendly. And she, you know, so it was really hard for me to be mean to her. So yeah, off camera, she's very, very. Friendly. Yeah, she's not all militant and bitchy like she plays on TV, but yeah, I wouldn't want to work for her, I know that.
Okay. She's
well, you know, we all have these either on show, on air personalities that are really not totally like us, but we do it for the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, she won a show. She's created her own, she got her own show out of it, and that's what people like. So that's what she's going with.
Yeah.
She's immensely popular right now. I couldn't, you know, believe that in the gay community she's very popular. I mean, when she was walking down, we filmed a lot of things outside, and so she'd walk down the street and everybody knew who she was, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have another question here from Stephen from Alaska. Okay. So he's asking, did they ask the owners to give any input on the final redesign of the salon?
No. As a matter of fact, nobody, he had to give them carte blanche to do whatever. I think he had to sign a lot of release forms that she was in charge the time that she was there. If she wanted to totally gut the place, then that's what was going to happen. I mean, we were totally surprised. You know, when we came back in after the reveal of the makeover, you know, so yeah, he had no say so in what the way it was going to be decorated.
Wow,
which I think it looked better.
It's kind of like house swap, then.
Right, or trading spaces, or yeah, some of those other shows. But yeah, it was actually I kind of liked it better before they revamped it.
Oh, really?
It wasn't that great. It was just she revamped it to. I don't want to spoil it. You can watch
that part. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, well, yeah. So thank you to all those who emailed. Okay. I have an audio voicemail for you. I hope you can hear it well.
Okay.
Right. Hey, Nard. Hey, Ray. This is Adrian from New Jersey.
Hey, Adrian.
I'm just calling with a question for your guest tonight. I was really curious, after watching Tabitha's show for a while, how they get away with that hidden camera bit at the very beginning of the show. Supposedly they install these cameras and no one knows that they're there for the entire day. And I was wondering how they do that. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I can't wait to hear this show.
Thank you, Adrian. So, Donnie, what do you think?
Well, obviously, there are no hidden cameras. it's all fake. I mean, there's about six cameras, six cameramen following us around. But see, they trick us by telling us that it's just an audition.
Oh, to keep it real, I guess. Yeah.
Right. But then they make it look like that it's hidden camera. You know, and so we're trying our damnedest to make it look good so that we can get the show. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're not really acting, but we're being ourselves. And, you know, we weren't really coached on what to do. But there's a lot of other salons that have said that they've been coached, like make sure it's really, really dirty and, you know, and things like that. But, yeah, that's a really good question. Now, there's no way. And anybody who has any kind of intelligence would know that that's not. There is no hidden cameras because the quality is too good for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh, so. How does it feel that you've been through a reality show like that since you got tricked into it somehow, so which kept it real? Yeah. So how does it feel now that, it's going to be out? It's going to be out next week?
Well, yeah, like I said, we taped it almost a year ago. It was back in February. Mm-hmm. And so it's really kind of hard for me to to remember every single thing, you know, detail of what happened. But I just remember being very, very tired because, like I said, we would meet every day at 8 o'clock in the morning. We would have to get mic'd. Then we would go in and we would not know what to expect, what she had in store for us for that day. Because the first few days she gives us different kinds of challenges. And so are changing the format of the show this season, but we didn't know what to expect. And I was starting to get very, very irritable because, you know, we weren't giving breaks, you know. I was more irritated with the production crew than I was Tabitha. And I don't know if it was designed that way to break us down, to make us, you know, snap on her, you know, call her a bitch like everybody else does. But yeah, I had more trouble with the production crew than I did. They had no respect for us. You know,
oh, really?
We lost a week's worth of we never got paid to be on that show. We lost a week's worth of wages, mm-hmm. and we did the whole thing for free. And now, in retrospect, I think to myself, you know, what did I get out of this? Because I looked at some of the commercials, and she's making us all look like a bunch of peons. You know, she's making us look making us look terrible.
Wow, it kind of felt bad. I didn't know it would be you guys would feel that way. I thought it's something that would uplift you guys, or there would be a boost in your clientele or something. But
yeah, I don't know how it's going to affect the guys. I can't really say from my perspective how it's going to affect the guys that have already that are still working there. I know there's been about four or five people that have, well, not that many, maybe only so one, two, three. There's three or four guys that aren't working there anymore. One of them, who's the star of the show, he quit, and I think he quit because he knew how bad the show was going to make him look.
Oh.
You know, and he wasn't a bad stylist. You know, he was a good stylist. I don't know why, but that's what they do on that show. They pick on one person, and they...
Was it the cute little blonde boy?
Yeah, that's Drew. That's my buddy Drew, yeah. Oh. And I kept telling, because after we would have, at the end of the day, you know, we would have to meet with the cameras and the producers and give a 20-minute interview about how our day went. And they would always ask me about Drew. Should he get fired? Should he get fired? And I said, no, he does hair just as well as, if not better than some of the other guys there. He just doesn't know how to do women's hair, you know, as well, because that's not what he started out doing, you know, because that was his, I think his first job was at Chicago Male Salon. But, you know, they want to have somebody to pick on, you know, and it's a shame that his confidence, you know, was ruined because of that.
Mm-hmm. I would go to that salon. I would just to check it out, too, because I actually do my own hair. I cut my own
hair. Oh, you do?
What hair?
What hair? I just trim it all the way. Well, Ray goes to stylists, don't you, Ray?
Oh, wait. I get to a barber.
You get to a barber. Oh, God, I keep forgetting. You have to call it barber, yeah. We have a bear barber here in Houston, and he's the one who does Ray's hair.
Yeah, maybe I should get Tabitha to go take a slide.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
He would crush her.
He would crush. Yeah, that's right.
Or he'd laugh at her.
We could ask Tabitha to come over to Houston to go to Barbershop Central. That's, gay-owned. He does massages, too. But, I don't know. Maybe if she comes to the South, maybe. I don't know. So, if I may ask, Donnie, why did you quit? Or you got a better offer?
I quit because, I thought it was fun at first. Mm-hmm. When I first started working there, this is really cool, to work with all guys in a gay salon with, gay clientele and everything like that. And I just got kind of too caught up. I mean, all of the guys there are really, really nice, and I never had any problem with any of my fellow stylists or anything, but I just got a little bit too caught up with the drama and the partying, mm-hmm. Because, I mean, after work, we would go out and have drinks and stuff like that, and it just got away from me, and I'm like, this is not what I, really want to do, and I just got burnt out on it. It just got very, very old after a while, and people were getting fired and other people were getting hired and people were just being really greedy about the show and mm-hmm. and things like that, and I had to step away from it. The fun wore off.
Okay, it was fun for a while. Did you get a lot of airtime?
I don't know. I haven't seen the footage. I know I'm in a couple of scenes in the commercial, but they're very brief. Mm-hmm. But There's if you look at the Bravo TV show, website BravoTV.com, they talk about the premise of the show, and Tabitha sent in local drag queens for us to do their wigs so that she could prove a point. I don't know what it is, but I had a really hard time that day because my drag queen, the wig wouldn't fit her head, and so I was getting really frustrated, and that night I couldn't go to sleep because, she made a fool of me, and I'm like, oh my God, all my clients are going to see this. Everybody's going to see this. She made a fool of me. So I came back the next day and I ended up snapping, and I was going to leave and go home. And I don't know if that's going to air or not, but I know that the cameras followed me down the street into the corner of the alley and interviewed me and asked me if I was quitting my job. And I told them I'm going home. I've had it. But we were going on a field trip that day. So,
I could tell it's going to be on. Does it have to be some kind of drama involved so it would be on?
I don't know, though, because I don't think it was that bad.
Okay.
Other people told me that it was bad, but I don't know, because I was mostly going off about the production, not the Tabitha herself, but, and she's got a little earpiece in her ear, so she hears everything.
My God! She can hear even what you guys are saying? Oh, no.
Well, the producers will tell her, and the cameraman will tell her, hey, put the camera on Drew, he's crying. Put the camera on Donnie, he just, God. So I remember mumbling something underneath my breath. I was like, this is bullshit. I've got to get off the show or whatever. And she came running towards me. What did you just say?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
She followed me outside when I was having a cigarette. And that's when we had a little face-off. But I was just, I don't know. By that time, I was over it. I was over being angry. So I don't know if it's going to get aired or not. So I don't look like a total crazy person.
If you're done with it, you just really have to shut up. You have to keep quiet because you might get recorded, and they draw into it. I guess that's how
it works. It is a hair salon. People don't shut up.
Well,
I mean, all man's hair salon, but still.
And then you got a bunch of gay guys that all want the limelight, with the camera, mm-hmm. and then you have a few of the guys that didn't like each other, and so it just a bunch of drama, constantly,
Constant drama.
All right, drama. Here's a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is hooking up with who on the crew?
Is there one?
Well,
is that allowed to say?
I'm not going to say who hooked up with who, but I can just tell you that there was this one producer, and I don't know, he was pretty cute or whatever, but he kind of got passed around.
We're not going to say any names. Okay, all right.
Yeah, he won't see them. He's a production assistant or something. He's the one that would babysit us.
Production assistant.
He's the one that would.
That's some kid that's fresh out of college that somebody grabbed up and he said, "Oh, it'd be cool to work on this show."
He's from LA, and so we didn't find out about it until after the production crew left him. So and so slept with him. I'm like, really? You too? And so, what night was that? Was that the night of?
Okay.
And this guy was like totally quiet about it. And then I remember one of the cameramen was being really, really pervy with me. Not the cameraman, but the audio man. He was taking the microphone because we wore these microphones underneath us, and he's like, "I'm gonna warm it up a little foreplay here," and then he like stuck it to my chest, and he's like, "Oh, chest hair, we're gonna have to readjust that or something."
Manscaped that a little, yeah.
Because those microphones, they pick up everything; you can hear everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
In retrospect, it was a lot of fun. You know, I can't complain, but. But it was just very, very long, long days. And I ended up getting very, very ill, like, at the very last, we had some kind of flu or something going around, and I'm getting sick, and I looked at myself on the camera stills, and I looked terrible in it, you know, and all of us had, like, puppy eyes because we were tired, and because, like I said, it went on from, 8 o'clock in the morning until I get home probably around 11:30 midnight. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really, really long, long days of taping. Yeah. And
how long did it take to tape the whole show?
Well, we would get. Let me see. How many days of taping did we do, or how long were the days?
Well, how many days did you tape?
Okay, we taped 3 days, three solid days, and then we were off for 2 days, and then we came back and taped for, I believe, another 2 days, and then a couple months later, she came back to check on us. So we had to get taped again, and I think that was probably like 6, 8, 9 weeks later or something like that. She came back, but it wasn't as intense that day. She wanted to see how everybody was doing and things like that. And
so when they redid the salon, they did that on the 2 day break.
Yeah, the two day break, they got it all taken care of, and they took us on a field trip, and we weren't allowed to go back to the salon or anything. And we said take 2 days off. Well, those were the 2 days I was sick. Thank God, because I would have had to, you know. I would have had to deal with that, and our manager, he was really sick, like through the whole taping, and so yeah, it was cold too. It was, and we'd have to stay outside, and they had this weird protocol for us to do. Like, we couldn't talk to each other while the cameras were off. At dinner, you know, I'm telling you, that show is so cheap. They didn't even provide us with meals, catering, or any of that stuff.
No,
we had to buy all of our own. Yeah, we had to buy all of our own meals. You know, I think they bought us maybe one or two meals through the whole thing. So, we had to buy breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It is a low budget, I guess. That's how it is. Unscripted and stuff. And,
yeah, well, they're paying all the money to redo the salon. They're not going to buy food, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they rented the apartment upstairs, and that's where the production crew set up.
Yeah.
So if you see the interview segments, all of those are taped upstairs in this girl's apartment. She rented the apartment out to the producers, and they put her up in a hotel, and so that's what they had done. But there was probably about 15 or 20 in the production crew, and then Tabitha, of course, had her makeup artist and her hairstylist traveling with her. But you know, we didn't get shit. We didn't get any special favors, but we did get, you know, some lessons from one of the best hairdressers in the world. You know,
see, you so did I guess get that's something.
Yeah.
I could have Googled it. Yeah. So if it's
I'm bitter. I'm bitter, I guess.
So how about makeup? You just do you guys yourselves, or their makeup crew did it?
Oh no, they weren't gonna. No. And one of the receptionist is a female impersonator. He had some bronzer, so he patted us down. And of course, you know, right before you're getting ready to go on TV, a couple guys had, you know, a couple of zits. And I think one of the guys had a cold sore. And so, we plotted our own makeup that, you know, somebody provided. I don't know what it was, some kind of powder or something. But no, they didn't put any makeup or anything on us. And it's in high definition, so I'm so glad I got my.
Okay.
I was freshly Botoxed for that one, so I'm glad. I'm really glad that I got that done.
Just before it. Oh my.
Yeah,
God.
Just before it.
See,
but yeah,
at least offer free Botox for every show. You know, get y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Botox too. Awesome. So, okay. We're running out of time out of here for the Bear Radio. We would like to know, when is it going to show? When is the show going to be aired?
It will air November 29th on Bravo, and I'm sure they're going to at
November,
9 Central.
December.
I'm sorry.
December.
Did I say November?
Yeah. Okay, December.
They switched the date so many times.
Oh, they did? December, oh, that's why.
Yeah, it's airing December 29th at 9 Central on Bravo. And if you miss it, they'll show it like 3 times in a row.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, they'll send it. And you know what? I know you guys from... I know the Bearapalooza guys.
Really? Okay.
Freddie and all that? Yeah, I went to Bearapalooza when they were at Timberfest. I play guitar myself and sing. And I've never performed with those guys, but I don't think I'm bear enough for them or something. Or they don't
anyone's bear enough for them.
Okay. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, they're really nice guys, the Bearapalooza guys. Freddie and Jay and Michael and all them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very nice. I got a chance to meet them the year before last. So, yeah, they're very nice.
Yeah, Freddie's been here a couple of times on the show.
Has he?
Yeah, a couple of times we talked about Bearapalooza because I was with them back in 2007 when I saw the first Bearapalooza, my first Bearapalooza in 2007 when I was in Nashville, and they've been touring and stuff. And I've had Elijah Black and Kendall in the show. We talked to them about Bearapalooza.
Yeah, I know all of those guys. And yes. Shannon Grady. And,
oh, Shannon, yeah.
Yeah, and my good pal Daniel Cartier. Do you know him?
Oh, I haven't met him yet.
He did a few shows with them. He's living in Nashville now. Yeah, he's a really good friend of mine.
Oh.
Yeah, that's small world.
Small world, yeah. Yeah, Freddie. Freddie's a good friend. We chat most of the time, even Facebook. Or sometimes we talk. I had him in a couple of shows before talking about their tour. They've been going around the East Coast and stuff. So,
yeah, I told him to come to Chicago anytime. I'll hook him up. You know?
Awesome. All right, so thank you for being in the show. It's awesome to have you, Donnie. It's awesome that our listeners got to hear the some of the scoop in Tabitha's Salon Takeover. It's awesome.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on.
Yes. Well, So everyone out there, check out Donnie and his crew on Tabitha's Salon Takeover on December 29th, 9 Central.
On the next Tabitha Salon Takeover, the staff all stared at me like gay deer in headlights.
Do you double dip?
I don't know.
That's lovely. Come and get your balls waxed and then have someone else's pubic hair all over them.
All right, that was a great interview with Donnie. It's awesome to have him in the show, so don't forget to watch Bravo on December 29th.
Well, you know, I might actually watch this show just so I can see how bad a woman can screw something up.
Oh, really? You think?
I mean, I don't want to say like I'm a woman hater because I know I sound like that a lot. I don't. But I think there are certain things that men still need their privacy for, and I don't care what people or society says. I think women should have certain things that they can do that they don't have to worry about men being there, and I think it should be the same for men.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and I don't want to try to, you know, eliminate anybody, but I like being around guys. Like, if I go get my hair cut, I go to a barber. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to an all-male salon, and one of the first things they asked me, I said, well, we have a female masseuse. Do you want to – would you use her? And I'm like, no, sorry. I'm here. I want a man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I want a woman, you know, if I wanted a woman to touch me, I'd have got married. Woman.
Yeah. Well, the last time I went to a barber was probably 2003, I think, or 2002, when I had my hair done by a barber here in North Houston. Yeah. So we just go to him, and he kept bragging, "Oh, we have Wi-Fi, we have this Xbox, we can play here or something like that, and you have video games." Yeah, while waiting, you can play. But now I just. I just personally do it myself. Ever since 2004, I've been cutting my own hair.
And you just take the thing, go.
Yeah, it's just easy. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you get a style, you know.
Yeah. It's just easier that way.
I still think you ought to let the mohawk grow out.
Really? Yeah. I'll do that probably in the summer when I have a 2-week vacation. I would do that again probably. Okay, so so thank you, Donnie, for joining us. It's awesome. And check him out on Bravo, Tabitha's. Salon Takeover.
Ring December 29th at 9 p.m. Central.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about an email? We have an email from our friend Bill in St. Louis. expensive. Yeah. Okay, he was listening to the interview with Dale Lazarov.
Yes.
So the interview with Dale Lazarov inspired this question. I am curious to know what you guys' favorite comics or cartoon superheroes were. Well, are still for me, yeah. And if you could be any cartoon superhero, who would it be? Hope you guys have a great holiday season and best wishes for the new year. Yes, happy new year, Mary. Happy holidays, Bill. So thank you. Okay, so yeah, what do you think, Ray? What's your favorite comic?
X-Men.
Me too. X-Men.
And any spinoff, X-Men, New Mutants, X-Factor. You know, I was all there in the '80s when they all started splitting out. Mm-hmm. New Mutants aren't there anymore. I don't think. I think they all split into something else.
Yeah.
After I quit collecting comics, but yeah, X-Men. Mm-hmm. And God, my favorite superhero, it is so hard because I'd kind of like to look like the Hugh Jackman version of Wolverine.
Oh, that kind. Not the Marvel version, which is short, 5'3". Well, I'm 5'3". Short, pudgy, hairy bear. Pretty much Wolverine is like that in
a
comic
book. Fireplug.
Yeah, he was a fireplug. Yeah, he's just a short guy.
Yeah, because I don't want to be short. I want to be taller.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman would be
the Hugh Jackman looking. And I've always had this thing between wanting to look like the Hugh Jackman version of Wolverine, I guess, or a taller version of Wolverine or whatever. Or, I guess at that time, because Wolverine was still short, so like looking like Cyclops, mm-hmm. but having Storm's powers or Professor X's powers. Because both are cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could do so much with both. But, you know, that whole thing about the whole telepathy, you reading people's minds, I don't know if I could control myself or the craziness that would ensue. What you know, I might become Farouk or whatever the guy, I forgot, whatever the other telepath.
Oh, my God, thinks. You remember Farouk. Farouk was Xavier's enemy back then.
Enemy back then, yeah. He was
They were in Egypt.
Yep.
The first time he met Aurora when he was a kid,
yep.
when she was a baby, she was a child.
Yep. You know, and he was controlling people and forcing them to do his will.
God, we're geeking out, guys. Sorry, Farouk. I remember. Sorry about that.
No twink would be safe.
I would like to be one of my favorite characters in.
You want to be the Powder Puff Girls? What?
No. When it comes to comic books, if it's Marvel, the X-Men, of course. In the DC universe, I like Green Lantern. I like Green Lantern a lot. And if I would be a cartoon superhero, yeah, I would like to be Green Lantern. That's how it is. Yeah, I would like to be a space police, space trooper, or something like that.
No. What I'll look will be Wonder Twins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one, the girl or the guy?
I'm the guy. I'll be all water. You can be the animals.
Form of water-based lube. You can do that.
Yes.
I don't like. Did you see the episode of Smallville where the Wonder Twins were there?
Yes, the Wonder Twins. Oh. I thought it was hilarious.
God, that's so weird. And the girl was from the girl the playing Jaina is from Warehouse 13.
13, yeah.
Warehouse 13, yeah. So I guess she was moonlighting, but you know. Another wait. I don't know if you've encountered other comic books besides Marvel or DC. I used to collect Valiant, and one of the characters there is Eric of Dasha, Manowar, Exo Manowar. That also a good character that I want to have. You know, having an armor, flying around, stuff like that. I like that one.
Well, my first introduction in the comic books was Vampirilla.
Vampirilla, oh, okay.
Yeah, and if any of y'all remember that, that was not really a kid's comic book. It was more of an adult comic book. But I found my uncle's stash one time at his house. Actually, in my collection, I still have like one or two of those issues. They're falling apart.
Was it sticky? No.
Well, no, it wasn't sticky. But, Vampirilla was this hot, vampire from this other planet and all this kind of stuff. And it was cool as hell. And I keep hoping that somebody will bring her back and make an actually good show about her. Because I always thought, from what I remember reading of the comic, the magazines back then, because they were very good,
I remember seeing that Vampirilla
because it went along with the heavy metal comics that came out back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't. Go, So back then, you're even more of a you like the vampire stuff even back then, huh?
Yeah.
Gosh, you're into all these vampires. Oh, I saw your shirt, by the way. Oh my God, you like vampires, but you're in Team Jacob. What do you say about that? I saw your shirt yesterday. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to go wolf all the time. I mean, hello.
Ray has a Team Jacob shirt. Oh, my God.
Yes, it was a Christmas present, and I love it.
Oh, I love it. Good Lord. Ray's wearing a, Jacob with a shirt. Oh, my God.
I would drink that boy's sweat. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Team Jacob. Anyway, okay, so, well... I guess we gotta go. It's it's happy Yule to everyone today. It's the week of Christmas, and we're gonna be having some parties this week, and probably we'll just give you updates next week. Okay, just a heads up. I don't know if I'll be successful. We'll see if I can, but I'll be in New Orleans this weekend, and I might meet up with another porn star. Just a plan. We don't know yet, but I'm not going to say yet who, but we'll see. We'll see what happens, okay? And wish me luck. Just wish me luck. Maybe there's going to be a video too. We shall see if I'm lucky. Okay, so I guess that's it. One more thing. Vote for us. Vote for us on Best of the Bears. The Complete Bear. Bears, Best of the Bears 2009. The deadline is the end of the year, December 31st. So if you guys get the chance, send in your votes. The links are on the website. Just click on it and then scroll down to the, a podcast blog category and click on Bear Podcast and click on Vote so you can vote for us. And I think we're number 4 right now, I think. Or number 5. I don't know. But it's good to have some votes. So please do so. Just send in your votes. It would be awesome to get higher up there. We shall see. Because the other guys are really way ahead of us. So that's okay. We're just going to have fun with it. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, that's right. Give your voice comments and we'll pay the show. Just like our friend Adrian from New Jersey. He's hot. Oh my God. His voice sounded hot. Oh my God. So Adrian, yeah, thank you for the voicemail. And subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And don't forget to vote for us. Yes. And thank you very much to Donnie. And watch out for his show on Bravo on December 29th. 9 Central. Tabitha's Salon Takeover. What do you think if she does a podcast takeover or something like that? I don't know.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Milton, bitch. Bring it on.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Happy holidays. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.